USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump confirmed in a statement Wednesday that he still intends to speak at an annual meeting of the National Rifle Association, which is set to take place in Houston later this week. Singer of American Pie, Don McLean, was scheduled to perform at the NRA event. He pulled out after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. The NRA's annual convention will take place from May 27th through the 29th. Texas Governor Greg Abbott Wednesday on the Uvalde shooter and his social media postings.
He said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
Parents in Uvalde are complaining it took law enforcement 40 minutes to engage the shooter, ending the rampage. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Election fraud is being called out in Michigan.
A fraudulent petition signatures report has been referred to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel on Wednesday. A suspected signature forgery operation is compromising ballot placement for 19 candidates in Michigan, including 4 of 9 Republican gubernatorial hopefuls. A 10th candidate withdrew from the race on Monday. Michigan's Board of State Canvassers, which will accept or deny those signatures, will meet on Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Student and youth organizers for the March of Our Lives gun control movement are planning nationwide protests following the Texas elementary school shooting, including a march on Washington, D.C. on June 11th. Organizers and activists plan to meet with lawmakers in the Capitol from June 7th to June 10th and push for universal background checks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the nation mourns for Uvalde, Texas, how do we prevent another such event? Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam on Fox News Thursday morning.
This could have been prevented on so many different levels. I think social media, which is so good at scrubbing things that they think are socially unacceptable, completely missed the mark on this one. We have law enforcement that was placed, a safety officer that was at the school that was unable to stop the shooter. And then when law enforcement got there, it took 40 minutes to enter into that room, and I think that's probably because of the tactics that are being used are old tactics. When someone comes into a room and they're shooting young people like this or anybody in a mass shooting scenario, you're supposed to rush to that and engage that shooter as quickly as you can to eliminate that threat.
The unmanned Boeing Starliner space capsule landed in the New Mexico desert Wednesday, completing a 6-day mission with a trio of parachutes and airbags that cushioned the landing. The landing was the last step of a crucial test for Boeing and NASA, which required the aerospace company to prove it could safely fly the vehicle to the station and back autonomously before allowing it to fly astronauts. A Boeing spokesperson said on the live broadcast that the landing was a bullseye landing. Should be noted, in reality, it was 0.3 of a mile off its intended target. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.